My name is Maya Al-Musa. I just completed my senior year at Pittsburgh SciTech. In the fall, I'll be attending Harvard University to study biology and hopefully Spanish. Teamwork and collaboration were actually two of the most important set of skills that I have learned throughout this internship, especially that I'm going to college next year. They will be very important. Because of our teamwork and collaboration, we were able to produce our RFP pretty quickly and pretty efficiently and in depth also, while covering as many visions and sides to the issue as possible. May was able to introduce so many different ideas that I've never thought of before, so did Nick, and I can provide also a critical voice, which led our idea to become more polished than it would usually become. By working with everybody throughout this internship, the entire group, I was forced to be pushed out of my bubble and understand everybody's different viewpoints and everybody's opinions better, which reshaped my perspective on many different issues. Fortunately, our group was very coherent, so this teamwork allowed so many different voices to be pitched onto the table and reshape my perspective on different issues. So the people in this internship were all just fantastic. They came from everywhere, all walks of life, and we all taught each other different things. The people here are very friendly, compassionate, understanding, and critical at the same time. So while we listen to each other, we don't let each other's passing comments go without critique, which ultimately is better to shaping your own maturity and growth. One challenge for me, since I'm coming from a more Arab American or Middle Eastern community, was not knowing much about the other Pittsburgh communities that we were going into. This ignorance, in a sense, towards what I was going into was challenging for me because I didn't know whether I was doing, thinking, or saying the right stuff. We're dealing with people, we're not dealing with things, and people have emotions, people have their own thoughts and characters, and not addressing that properly can be harmful to both our work and consequently the people in those communities. This challenge resolved itself, however, whenever we went into different communities, because I was able to actually see what the community is like. And that was very different to what I previously thought and what the media always portrays. I was able to learn about the great sense of family present in these communities. This is something that comes from something that I learned throughout this internship, and it comes from learning about the true nature of philanthropy. If you're going to volunteer and put hours in, do it because you actually want to do the work and because you actually understand the people. Don't go into a nonprofit thinking that you're going to be a savior, and don't go into a nonprofit just to rack up hours on your resume. Because if you do either of those two, you're failing to connect with the people and you're failing to create real change. Much of the work that these nonprofits do is very passionate and very focused. And if you're going to participate in that work, you need to be passionate and focused as well in order to create as much change as possible.
Press again for another reflection.